Thank you, Gabriel.
As usual, you set the energetics for our session every evening in a wonderful way, and we will always appreciate that. Now, here is a review of our last session. It started with Lord Melchizedek coming forth and to the forefront of the triad as the keeper of the sacred light of the all that is, as well as the transmitter of that light and the knowledge that is contained within that light. Now, he spoke to us about unity consciousness and how it is so misunderstood. He told us the teachers of light have spent many sessions teaching us about the element of love. They also transmitted the energetics of the element of love. Melchizedek also spoke to us about the creative power of the element of love and how it is part of every creative manifestation. He spoke of the importance of the sacred heart that helps us to maintain that open heart center. Now, he said that now is the time for us to create unity consciousness within our spirit. He said that our spirit is one with the undifferentiated light of Source. As spirit, we are part of that first ray of creation. Now, our soul was created in the second ray of creation, where that energy was stepped down and differentiated into the image of a soul so that creativeness and experience could be made in matter. He also said that we created different iterations of matter, different densities and dimensions. He told us how powerful we really were. As we await our consciousness and the consciousness of the body, many things transpired. Our soul and spirit began to merge. Our soul wisdom of many lifetimes through many life experiences has begun to be available to us. When our soul begins to merge with our spirit, there is a complete dialogue between the spirit and the soul that directs our life experience. Our expression in a body is a unique expression of individualism, so that many of us are a major prize. He then told us that some of us missed a major point from the soul-spirit level. We are the creator. We're the producer, the director, and the actor in every lifetime. We are all of that, united in the consciousness of that spirit. Sometimes in the roles that we play in a lifetime, we forget that we are the writer, director, and producer of the play, that we are acting it, and the role that we are playing. Now, we have preference in the roles we play, such as gender type. Some of us have preferences in a role as a mother, father, teacher, or an artist. These are roles of individuality. He told us that our similitude is the unifying principle from which we are united. The Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son and Daughter of Light are united in one iteration through that second way of creation where the energetics are stepped up and brought into the first ray of creation. To get our remembrance of ourselves, we have used many rays of creation to remove all of the distortions of the illusions that we find in the state of matter that we played in, lifetime after lifetime. He also told us that through the light body work, the DNA has changed, so we could raise our consciousness to this level. He said that now is the time where our light body is being illuminated. The higher frequency ranges of our light body brings us to a state of consciousness of our soul spirit and unity with the all that is. He told us that it may seem like they're really pushing us, now towards a whole new state of consciousness. He said that indeed they were, because they see that we are capable. Now next, Yeshua stepped to the forefront. They received into their collective of the Lords of Light, for he is a Lord of Light. So then, we all welcomed Yeshua. He joined us in the unity within the massive creativeness of the all that is. Yeshua said that now we are taking levels of ascension that he too took many times at many levels of ascension. He said that he no longer is in need of a body. He took many initiations of light body on several levels. He is no longer in need of a light body because he is pure Christ of light. He creates through the image and similitude of his spirit. He told us that many of us were with him in his lifetime as Yeshua, which many of us know. When he took on his light body, he ascended, and we remember his personality and the roles he played because we played them with him. Yeshua said that he is so devoted to us and comes to us in this particular iteration of his spirit as he was as Yeshua, so that we remember ourselves in unity with spirit. Yeshua said that the earth is in a fallen state. We now must help her as we are rising up out of the ashes of dense form into pure spirit. Earth must rise up and go beyond all dimensional frequencies into a planet of pure Christed consciousness that has no form but is a magnificent, powerful transmission of pure Christed light. Yeshua said, "We came into this embodiment to retrieve all that we are as light, as spirit, unified with the all that is." He also told us that we came with an intention to help reclaim a Christed planet and take it out of the density of matter and reclaim it as pure light. This is why we are all together now. Yeshua asked us to take a moment and be fully aware of what was transmitted to us at this moment through Lord Melchizedek and the Order of Melchizedek. Master beings of light, master teachers of knowledge. He reminded us that we are now members of this order. He said that Lord Melchizedek is here with us in the new unified expression of the all that is. He is here as the image and similitude of the anointed ones, the Christed ones, as are we, the Christed ones united together in that magnificent light. Yeshua asked us to breathe in the light and take it into every cell of our body. Our body remembers this at a cellular level. He said that because we still occupy a physical body, we have the opportunity to transmit from that physicality into physicality, altering matter substantially for Gaia, for the elements of fire, water, air, and earth. Now, the fact that we can hold it in our body is such an important state of being. He said that he can transmit that Christed energy, but not like we can, because we have the light bodies. This is our final quest in this life. Yeshua asked us to conclude that session and to sit in the quiet and be in the unity of the all that is. Be in the memory of spirit. Now, before we go any further, Joan has some comments and she will introduce the Lords of Light teaching.